And good afternoon. Welcome back, everyone, to the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul. We've got third and fifth place match activity just getting underway as we come down the home stretch at the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul. Hello, everyone. Rick Grammond with you back here as we are underway, and we've already had a quick pin for Section 7A's Andrew Nissen. He wins third place at 106, closing out his senior year with a third place spot on the podium for Andrew Nissen of Black Duck Cass Lake Mena. He pinned Jaron Mattson of Medford at 127 of the first period. Coming up, we've got 120-pound Brandon Ortman against Brandon Laborde of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. That'll be a fifth-place match. And then, a little bit later on, Colton Eichens will wrestle. 152 fifth-place match. Colton is matched up against Leo Bicey of Minneota. Those are the two pioneers, and then we have a break until 7. So we'll get done here. This will be a very short segment. Two fifth-place matches. And the first one should be up pretty soon for Brandon Ortman. They wrestle them all at the same time. All three classes are going right now with third and fifth-place matches. As Brandon Ortman and Colton Eichens, tough day today so far, but they'd like to finish on a high note. They've both lost twice. They were in the semifinals. Brandon lost 2-0 to Tanner Reitz of Frazee. That knocked him into the consolation round, where he then lost to Jared Goldsmith of Chatfield by an 8-6 score. So two-point decision losses for Brandon Ortman. For Colton Eichens,
Zach Smith, Prierley,
he lost his semifinal to second-ranked Shane Seward, Lake City. That was a 10-4 final. And then Colton got caught in a cradle and pinned by Justin Dravis of Park Rapids.
113 pounds.
So that means Eichens will face Leo Bicey of Minneota in the fifth place match. So they're up to 113 pounders already in their third and fifth place matches in Class A. So when we come back, we should be ready for Brandon Ortman in his final match of the year to determine where he will be. Is it going to be a fifth, or will it be a sixth place spot on the podium for Brandon Ortman?
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker's Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Pierce.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local insurance company.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers! If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Pierce. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
This is Andrew Hattridge from Select Therapy. If you need physical therapy, look no further than our clinic right here in Pierce. We are locally owned and physical therapist owned, enabling our staff to provide the exact care you need when you need it. We treat everything from orthopedic injuries, post-surgical rehab, mobility and balance training, and neck and back pain. We are open Monday through Friday, offer a convenient schedule, and work with all major insurance companies. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Close to Brandon Ortman's match now, as they are in period three, prior to. In that match, featuring that is ACGC's Rylan Molinaro, Brock Bisey on one mat, and Trenton Coyer of Osakis Jacob Tinnerum of Jackson County Central.
120 pounds, double A. Kate King of Wasika.
As I look over in the tunnel, there's Brandon. He's up next, fifth place match. Andrew Nissen is your third place winner from Black Duck at 106. Jaron Mattson of Medford finishes fourth. In fifth place, St. Charles, Mark Baringa. And finishing in sixth, Austin Devlamnik of Minneota. The championship, Ethan Cota of Kenyon Wanamingo, Jake Norrie out of West Central area, Ashby Evansville. That's the 106 final, which is later on tonight, about 7 o'clock. And they will wrestle the championship rounds.
Now wrestling.
Right now, there are six mats down on the arena floor.
Tanner Day, Moundsville.
They will switch that to three mats once the championship round is set. As we work our way through third and fifth place. Two championships coming tonight. One at 160. Brad Kroll of Royalton Uppsala will be in action. And he's got a tough one. Brad at his 160-pound final match.
The results of mat five, match number one,
is against number one ranked
AA for fifth place.
Peyton Moore of Jackson County Central. Third place will have Aiken's Noah Landris against Ted Androli of Kenyon Wanamingo. So the two section seven reps at 160 will finish in the top four. In double A, third place winner Zach Glazier over Parker Huss. And for fifth place, Garrett Voss over Sear E. Powell. In triple A, Nate Larson over Aaron Cashman for third. Soden Ka of Egan over Israel Navarro of Wilmer for fifth.
Now wrestling up at number one. Class A, fifth place.
Mark Jensen, Jesse Zajac have taken their seats.
Lake Crystal, welcome.
Suit, coat, and tie, as is their tradition. On Championship Saturday, and Brandon Ortman's on the mat. Here we go for Brandon Ortman, 120 pounds. Brandon Laborde of Lake Crystal, Welcome Memorial, and we're underway. First up, seconds of this fifth place match. Here's an attempted shot by Brandon. He's in not quite deep on a double and pushes away, does Laborde. In the blue and white of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial, Brandon in the Pioneer Red. Brandon spends a lot of time down on his kind of his knees and hand, almost in a football stance. That's where he likes to start from, get low. Laborde just pushing at his head and finally says, get on your feet. Now Brandon back down again. Brandon with one of the big upsets of this tournament when he knocked off Joey Majerus yesterday. Majerus, by the way, has advanced. He's wrestling for third right now. Here's a shot. First real serious attack comes from Brandon Ortman. He's driving forward into Laborde, and he's off the mat. No points yet with 53 seconds left for Brandon Ortman. This will be the same mat that Colton Eichens is on. Here's Ortman spinning. Almost a takedown, but Laborde fought it off. Now they're back to their neutral standing position again and circling. 33 seconds in a scoreless first. Ortman and Laborde.
Now wrestling on mat number two, Class A.
Brandon's had the better shots here. He's been the more aggressor.
Wyatt Stevens.
12 seconds left. Again, just kind of really hand slapping right now. Brandon fakes his shot, drops back down to that knee position again. Almost crawling forward, switching from knee to knee as he comes forward towards Laborde with 3 seconds, and it's going to be no score after one. 0-0, Ortman and Laborde for fifth place in Class A, 120 pounds. Place is filling up. Lower bowl is full. We should have close to, I would say, 13, maybe 14,000 here by championship night. There's a caution on Laborde on the start. Now it's up. Laborde has his left leg elevated. Brandon lifting, trying to trip, and out of bounds in front of the scorer's table. Back to the middle, minute 53 to go. Second period, no score for Ortman and Laborde, period two. Winner gets fifth. The loser will stand on the sixth place spot on the podium.
Third place, Class A.
Right now, Brandon draped over the back of Laborde. Laborde tried to bail out, and he got a reverse. He did. He got a little high, did Brandon. That allowed Laborde to come out the back door and reverse Brandon Ortman. He's up 2-0 with a hammer lock on now. Laborde now in a riding position. Brandon to his knees. We're down to a minute 20, second period. Ortman down 2-0. It was a reversal that cost him in the semis. Tanner Reitz of Frazee reversed him for a 2-0 win. Oh, Brandon got stacked up there. He's in trouble. Laborde has Brandon on his back, stacked up. Laborde, and he pinned him. It's over. A pin in the second for Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial's Brandon Laborde. And that means that Brandon Ortman will bring home a sixth place medal from the state tournament in Class A at 120 pounds.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schomer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schomer, at 468-252.
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's, Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Pierce student David Skiba. I want to congratulate our wrestlers and coaches for making it to the state wrestling tournament. Along with the team, Pierce is also sending seven individuals to the state wrestling tournament. Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries, Brandon Ortman, Andrew Damala, Cole Nations, Brett Kapsner, and Austin Gall. We want to wish the teams and these individuals good luck in St. Paul as they continue their quest for the state title. Thank you for your support this entire year, and we encourage you to keep supporting us as we make a run at the state title. We also want to wish boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they start their sectional tournaments, robotics and knowledge bowl teams at their regionals, and BPA members at their state competition. We'd like to thank the community for your support all year long, and go Pioneers!
This is Andrew Hatters from Select Therapy. If you're having orthopedic surgery, you have a choice in where you receive your outpatient physical therapy. Many people are surprised and relieved when they find out they can do their rehabilitation right here in Pierce. From rotator cuff repairs, total joint replacements, and neurosurgeries, we rehab it all. And rest assured, our highly trained staff works closely with your surgeon to deliver the exact care you need. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowners coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
My fellow classmates, this is the most exciting time of our lives. A time to IM, a time to talk about each other. A time to play video games so late you sleep all day and your mom covers for you. Yeah. We'll never forget what we experienced together, like watching TV and driving around and stopping at the drive-thru. These are the times to remember. Like that one time that funny thing happened to that one guy, or what's his name, or maybe it was that one girl. Anyway, to everyone we never really knew, let's party a lot this summer, because you always seemed really cool in physics or whatever. Today, nothing's out of reach. Except college, since we pretty much blew the last 4 years. But they were the best years of our lives. I believe we can fly. I believe we can touch the sky. Maybe that's last night talking. Who knows?
Yeah.
Thank you.
If you don't do anything now, you might not do much later. Get involved and get something worth remembering. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
To the 10, to the 5, and he's down. Joey Blake on the carry, and there's a flag on the play. People, if we hung the referee, who would officiate the game? There would be no game. Then what? Students out on the streets, tempted by vandalism, sex, even drugs. Instead of berating the ref, we should be buying him a cup of coffee or a hamburger. And not only that, but give him a big thanks, buddy, and a hug. Now let's try it again. A burger, a coffee, hug the referee.
A burger, a coffee, hug the referee.
Without officials, high school sports wouldn't exist. Contact your local high school to find out more about becoming one.
High referee!
It may be more rewarding than you think. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Welcome back to the Xcel Energy Center. Brandon Ortman will end up in sixth place. Class A, 120 pounds. It was Brandon LaBorde of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial catching Brandon and pinning him in period two.
Result, match 313, 100.
Tonight, as we look ahead, there are some really interesting matches, including the 126-pound Class A championship. That'll have four-time champion Cameron Sikora of Border West against two-time champion Austin Enderly, LeSueur Henderson, both seniors. And this year they are in the same weight class and are on a collision course tonight. Six championships between them. a possible rare five-time champion could be crowned not once but twice tonight as Mark Hall of Apple Valley will look to become a five-timer as well. And Hall's only a junior, so he's got a shot next year at it being a six-timer. He would be the only one ever. As you look at the history books here, multiple state champions. There have been just a handful of five-timers. The Sanders brothers from Wabasha Kellogg accomplished the feat back in the early or late 1990s, 2000s. That was Eric Sanders from 99. He won it in 99, 2000, 01, 02, and 03. His brother Zach Sanders won it in 03 through 07. So the Sanders brothers, 10 individual titles between the two. They had to build an extra mantle in the Sanders home. You had Matt Nagel of Frazee winning titles from 97 to 2001, a five-timer. And Apple Valley's Dustin McCauley was a five-timer as well.
Now wrestling on mat number two.
He had a shot at six, but ended up missing a year. He won it 06, 07, and 08. Did not win it in 09, but did in 10 and 11. So he had a little hiccup in his run for a possible six-time run, but he ends up with five. Not too shabby. Among four-timers, you've got both Cameron Sikora, Border West, and Apple Valley's Mark Hall. Tommy Thorne of St. Michael Albertville, Jake Short of Simley. Mitch Bankston of St. Cloud Apollo. Brandon Kingsley of Apple Valley. David Thorne, St. Michael. Charlie Fault of Apple Valley. Gabe Mooney, Badger, Greenbush, Middle River. Jeff Fittinger of Blue Earth. Marcus Levesser, Minneapolis, Roosevelt, Bloomington, Kennedy. Chad Erickson of Apple Valley. Ty Fredericks of Osseo. John Miller of Renville Sacred Heart. Steve Carr, a legend.
Patrick Henry.
And Minneapolis Marshall, way back. Jim Van Gordon won titles 37, 38, 39, and 40. Pre-World War II, almost. Well, it was pre-World War II. Tonight, Lance Bennick of Totino Grace will go for his fourth title. The senior, 195-pounder, ranked number one not only in the state but in the nation, Lance Bennick. So there are some matches to watch here tonight, including Brad Kroll, Royalton Upsala. Brad gets Peyton Moore of Jackson County Central in the 160-pound championship. And later on tonight at 195, it's Nathan Brinker. Brinker wrestling for a state championship for the Huskers. And his opponent, Pemberton, I believe was his name, as I quickly look it up again.
Matt, 665. Fifth place.
Nathan ranked number two.
Winner by a 7-1 decision, Brendan Coyer, Osakis.
You're getting closer to Colton. Garrett Pemberton out of Dilworth, Glendon Felton.
Results, man.
Brinker has won by an 11-7 decision, a pin, and a 5-3 decision. For Pemberton, he has pin a 5-1 decision and a 10-8 decision. So he's been in a couple of close ones with one pin. So each of the 95-pounders have a fall and decisions. Some of the other results starting to come in here in Class A. Jared Goldsmith of Chatfield finishes third. Joey Majerus fourth. Brandon Laborde fifth. Brandon Ortman sixth. And we should be about 3 matches, it looks like, from Ortman's match, or from Colt Leishen's match. They are kind of, if you envision the letter I, capital I, that's the way the mat configuration is from one end of the arena to the other. And Class A is on the far end, Double A on the near end, Triple A occupies the middle two mats. All the third and fifth place matches going on right now. Again, Brandon Ortman got pinned by Brandon Laborde of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial in the 120 fifth place match. So Brandon finishes sixth for the Pioneers.
The Flyer Athletic Booster Club is an organization promoting youth fitness and athletic programs through fundraising, volunteering, education, and dispersing funds to qualified youth athletic activities in order to ensure the continued success of Little Falls youth athletic programs into the future. FAB has donated over $180,000 since 2004. Check out the FAB website, www.flyerathleticboosters.com, or check them out on Facebook as well to find out about upcoming events, the Flyer Hall of Fame inductees, funding request forms, and find out about how to become a member of FAB. If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Piers. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. It is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. At this time, I'd like to congratulate the Pierce Pioneers girls basketball team's own Shelby Bozer on being named a District 19 and Region 5 AAA Award winner. And good luck in the state competition to be held in March. And also good luck to all the Pioneer athletes and teams in the upcoming tournament action.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
Back at the XL, awaiting Colt Nyshen's match. And then it will be a break until the two finalists come up. So that's going to be, well, Colton's match is about 2.5 matches away. Then, after that, it'll be the 160 Brad Kroll Championship and the 195 Nathan Brinker matchup. So those start at 7 o'clock. So here it is, a little after 5 right now. So, have a chance to get something to eat. And if you're a Royalton Upsala Holding Ford fan, settle in for maybe a championship celebration. I think, well, this is just me, and I don't know a whole lot about wrestling, but I think that it'll be a tough road for Brad Kroll to defeat Peyton Moore. Moore's got to be the heavy favorite there. Well, Nathan Brinker, I believe, is the favorite. And not a slight one. I think he was a convincing favorite at 195 to win. But we'll see. We'll see if it plays out that way. All right, another match is over. That's the fifth place 126 match. And that means we move to one that should have been
wrestling on mat number 5.
Coyer and Gadient of Goodhue and Osakis.
And Chris Pettis of Waterville, Elysian, Morristown, Jamesville, Waldorf, Pemberton.
This might be coming up here. Tom Tellers of United North Central.
Class A, fifth place, 138 pounds. Tom Tellers, United North Central. Jeremiah
Cola. Yep. Bedelia, Truman, so they're up to the 138 fifth place match right now.
Your results.
So that means Colton's up in two.
This is match one.
And barring a pin,
17 at 132 pounds.
So you can almost set your watch and know that at most about 15 minutes. We'll see if that's the way it plays out. But 126 Class A, Kyle Hennen of Minneota is your third place winner. Double overtime over Wyatt Stevens of Windham Mountain Lake. Fifth place goes to Brendan Coyer of Osakis. 7-1 winner over Joel Gadient of Goodhue. So congratulations to Brendan Coyer. He's a junior. He's got one more shot at it next year. Well, we have a moment as we go on. We can tell you that the Pierce Pioneer boys basketball season, unfortunately, came to an end this afternoon. Pioneer boys trailed by 6, 38-32 at halftime to top seed Sauk Center. Gary Waitala just said hello. How about that? Gary and his daughter Madison. In boys basketball today, in section 5AA, it was fourth seeded Annandale upsetting number one seed St. Cloud Cathedral 71-67 in overtime. Pierce lost 76-51 to Sauk Center. See if we have a Bram final. Melrose defeated Long Prairie Gray Eagle 60-39. That's a 2-3, so it'll be Melrose and Sauk Center for the 6AA North Championship. They split their series this year. Crosby Ironton defeated Pequot Lakes today in 8AA, 50-44. In overtime, here's a dandy. Maple Lake and Bram, both 5AA North Games go overtime. Annandale over Cathedral, and Maple Lake beats Bram 85-83 in overtime. So Maple Lake and Annandale will play for their 5AA Subsection North Championship. Congratulations to the Irish tonight. Eden Valley Watkins is in action. Upsala Swanville play each other in Little Falls. Eden Valley Watkins is playing New London Spicer right about now. They started at 5 o'clock. Belgrade, Brutinel Rosa, and Kimball are squaring off at 6 o'clock in Little Falls. Result. Rockford is playing Breck tonight in basketball at St. Michael Albertville. Sartell and Detroit Lakes are playing at Moorhead State. Little Falls and Albany playing tonight at Moorhead State. That's a 7:30 tip-off for the Flyers and Huskies. Becker and Ricori are playing at Hollenbeck Hall tonight. So boys basketball in full playoff mode. The pairings were released for the boys hockey tournament. And of course, that's the next big event here at the XL Energy Center. And they'll take the boards up and put the ice in, and boys hockey will take center stage for the Minnesota State High School League next weekend. So Colton Ishans coming up for a fifth place match at 152 pounds, Class A. We'll be back to the XL after this.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
The Flyer Athletic Booster Club is an organization promoting youth fitness and athletic programs through fundraising, volunteering, education, and dispersing funds to qualified youth athletic activities in order to ensure the continued success of Little Falls youth athletic programs into the future. FAB has donated over $180,000 since 2004. Check out the FAB website, www.flyerathleticboosters.com, or check them out on Facebook as well to find out about upcoming events, the Flyer Hall of Fame inductees, funding request forms, and find out about how to become a member of FAB.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Pierce. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Pierce student David Skiba. I want to congratulate our wrestlers and coaches for making it to the state wrestling tournament. Along with the team, Pierce is also sending seven individuals to the state wrestling tournament. Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries, Brandon Ortman, Andrew Damala, Cole Nations, Brett Kapsner, and Austin Gall. We want to wish the teams and these individuals good luck in St. Paul as they continue their quest for the state title. Thank you for your support this entire year, and we encourage you to keep supporting us as we make a run at the state title. We also want to wish boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they start their sectional tournaments, robotics and knowledge bowl teams at their regionals, and BPA members at their state competition. We'd like to thank the community for your support all year long, and go Pioneers!
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
Next up to wrestle on mat number 5 for 5th place.
All right, they're at 145 at Class A, 5th place. Alex Erpelding, Staples Motley, Austin Brockhoff of Sibley East going at it, underway. And that means that Colton Eichens on deck for 5th place at 152. Eichens and Leo Bicey of Minneota. And that'll do it. That's going to put a wrap on the Piers wrestling season. One match to go. Piers sent 7 individuals down here with their team. Piers opened up Thursday in quarterfinal team action, losing to number 2, Frazee, 32-23. But really gave it a good battle. They were down 26-23 until heavyweight. Then they faced West Central Area Ashby Evansville in the consolation semis, and it was a 38-28 setback. So that ended the team portion of the season for the Pioneer dual season. And then yesterday, the 7 individuals began their journey, hoping to get to today and get on the medal stand. 2 of them will accomplish that. 4 of them got to wrestle 1 match, did not get a wrestle back. It was Reese Kapsner, the Pioneers 106-pounder, Jake Andries at 113, Brett Kapsner at 170, and Austin Gall at 285. They all went 0-1, and unfortunately, that was it for their experience this year. But all but Austin Gall will be back. Austin, a senior for the Pioneers. Getting a wrestle back was Andrew Tamala at 132 pounds. He lost that wrestle back, so that eliminated him. Andrew ended up losing to Riker Vanderwood of Jackson County Central by a 6-3 decision. They're at the end of the first period in the match prior to Colton Eichens, so he's only 2 periods away now. That left Brandon Ortman in Colton Eichens in the Pioneers action today. And it was Brandon in the semis after winning his opener. Brandon defeated A.J. Schmidt of Atwater Cosmos Grove City by fall. And then he upset number 2 ranked Joey Majerus of Zumbrota Mazeppa, 8-7. In the semis, it was Ortman dropping a 2-0 decision to Frazee's Tanner Reitz. Brandon then lost 8-6 to Jared Goldsmith and got pinned by Brandon Laborde of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. So Brandon went 0-3 today and ends up in 6th place. Minute and a half left, 2nd period prior to Colton Eichens' match. When we come back, Eichens and Bisey, 5th place on the line.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. At this time, I'd like to congratulate the Pierce Pioneers girls basketball team's own Shelby Bozer on being named a District 19 and Region 5 AAA Award winner. And good luck in the state competition to be held in March. And also good luck to all the Pioneer athletes and teams in the upcoming tournament action.
Imagine a fire burning in your home with your family fast asleep. Smoke and heat intensify quickly. Every second counts. How will everyone escape? Without a plan, you may not know the best route to safety. Hi, I'm Rick Grammond, representing the Pierce Fire Department. Create an escape plan and make sure everyone in your home practices it. Plan two routes of escape from every room and designate a meeting place outside the home. Remember, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and YouAreThereSports.com.
Welcome, students and faculty. And now let's meet your high school math club, the Square Roots. Introducing our giant of geometry with an A-plus average in advanced trig. He's number 10 to the third power, the one and only Marvin the Calculator Poindexter.
Without adequate funding, some high schools this year will have to eliminate some sports and arts programs.
No one solves X and Y faster than this next guy. He's the king of calculus, the master of multiplying, number 6 to the third power, Pete Poodledog.
Without these programs, the high school learning experience is diminished. Not to mention, you may no longer be able to cheer for the football team, the band, or yes,
math club, go!
Even the math club.
Waiting Colton Eichen, let's watch Nick Borchert. Third place, 145, Class A. He's taking on Damon Schmalzreit of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Third place match, mat number two. And it looks like it's a 4-1 lead for Borchert. And they have just ended the second period. The third period, fifth place match, Alex Erpelding, Austin Brockhoff underway at 145, third period. And the score there is 0-0 in the third. So Colt Nations is on deck. Little over a minute away from the last match of his junior season. 150 career wins for Colton Eichens. Looking to leave on a high note. Pioneers have gone 0-5 today. Colton's 0-2. Brandon Ortman went 0-3. Finished sixth at 120. Both have gotten pinned today. Colton got stuck by Dravis from Park Rapids in a cradle. And Brandon got pinned in his fifth place match by Brandon Laborde of Lake Crystal. Borchert still ahead over there in his third place match. Andrew Nissen of Black Duck took a third place at 106 for Section 7A. Borchert up 4-1 with 52 seconds left. Still no score late in the third. Could be looking at overtime in that Brockhoff match. You know, there's a point scored, so 1-0. And they're both wearing black, so I'm not sure which is which. And it looks like Nick Borchert with 17 seconds left. There's a stalemate called in Borchert's match. Nick Borchert,
number five,
a senior,
it's Aaron
wrestling his final high school match.
And he's wrestling Nick Grabdahl.
And he is going to win third place for the Mille Lacs Area Raiders. 4-1 for Nick Borchert of Mille Lacs.
Number four, 152.
Has his hand raised.
For third place, Brandon Bowen.
And his head coach, Brady Hermel, over there, all smiles. Gets a big hug from Borchert. Those two have been through a lot together over there.
Third place match, Justin Dravis, Park Rapids area. Jordan.
And here comes Colton Eichens out. Colton Eichens checking in at the table, and here we go at 152 for fifth place.
Number one, Class A fifth place, 152 pounds. Colton Eichens, Piers.
Colton Eichens, Leo Bicey of Minnesota, and they are underway. These are two-minute first periods in placing matches. So Colton came into today undefeated. He now has two losses. So he's trying to reverse. Finish strong here, Colton. Here's Colton reaching for the head. He's wearing black. His opponent, Bisey, is in gold. I think, believe that's gold. Yeah, gold and blue. And blue M, like the gopher M on the right thigh. There's a fireman shot caught in a front headlock. Colton caught Bisey on a front headlock here. Can he do something with it? Minute four. Nope, they're out of bounds. No points. So this will be our last match of this round, and then we'll shut her down for a bit until Brad Kroll's 160 championship. Under a minute left in the first for Eichens and Bisey. Colton kind of shifting his weight side to side, foot to foot, looking in at Bisey. Bisey mat almost mirroring him. Both down to one knee, one hand on the mat. Now Colton steps into him. 32 seconds left, no score. I told you earlier that each match has an assigned number and we'd get into the thousands. Well, we're over that now. 1,021 match count right now. 18 seconds left. Not a lot of action here between Eichens and Bisey. Bisey came in 27-11. So, I mean, he's taken some losses, but he also wrestles in a pretty tough section, Section 3. And there's the end of the period. No score after one for Colton Eichens and Leo Bisey. He is a junior, and Bisey's a big name down there in the Minnesota wrestling community. And starting underneath, there's a roll. Colton's got something going here. Colton's got a Gramby. Rolling it, flipping it, gets two. So Eichen scores on a Gramby. Now Bisey will get up to his feet and gets an escape. So two scoreless minutes, and now we have 3 points scored in about 15 seconds. 2-1. Eichen's Gramby'd Bisey. Bisey got an escape. Now Bisey coming around, hooks the leg. He's up 3-2, but Colton's got that Gramby again. Colton's got the Gramby locked up. He's just got to tilt it over. He's down 3-2, but he's going to get this Gramby. He's rocking it. Keep rocking it, Colton. Bisey can feel it. I don't think he can stop it, though. Here, oh, almost comes. Colton's got that Gramby. Come on, Colton.
1,022.
You can just see him working. Here it comes. There it is. There's the Gramby, and now back point. Boy, he worked hard to get that Gramby, and he finally got it. 48 seconds. Nick Mergen of Albany has taken third place. Nick Mergen, 145.
Andrew Wallach, Apple Valley. Owen Webster.
Carter Holthaus, a state entrant last year for Albany. Was here, said hi, catcher for the Avon Lakers. So there's the three near fall. 5 point move there for Colton. He's now up 7-3. 7-3. And now there's his cheap tilt. Does he have points here? Count is on. There's a wave. He's going to get a couple here at the end of the period, scoring late. It looks like a two. Bisey scrambling. Towel tapper out. How many? Two, says the referee. So it's 9-3 with 2 minutes left for Colton Ishans. Bisey wants to go on his feet. 9-3. And the final 2 minutes of the wrestling season are underway. Here's Colton driving in. Blocked by Bisey. Now Bisey trying to spin, trying to hook that leg. Bisey's feet outside the circle. Now spinning Ishans. Ishans is outside, and they're both out, and no points are scored. Still 9-3.
Results for match 323.
Ishans with a big Gramby. Twice he's Grambied Bisey here. Once for 5 points. The reverse and three near fall. Once just the reverse. Didn't get any near fall out of it. Minute 20 to go. They hook up hands. Wrist control for Colton. Bisey hugging onto the head of Ishans, pulling him down. Ishans jerking him forward. 105. Throw try by Bisey in front of the Mineota coaches, and they're out of bounds. 103 left on the clock, third period. 9-3, Ishans. 1 minute. Brandon Ortman finishes sixth. Colton Ishans is now 50 seconds away from a fifth place medal. Not the medal he wants. He was looking for gold. He got silver last year, but it looks like it might be a fifth place. 40 seconds left. Colton shoots in on a double. Sprawling back is Leo Bisey of Mineota. 33 seconds and counting. Looks like a throw try. Nope, there's an escape. They gave Bisey the takedown, and then they gave the escape to Colton. So it's 10-5, Ishans. And now Ishans grambies him. And he's going to end this one with Bisey on his back. 5 seconds, and Colton Ishans just leans back, and it's over. Colton Ishans, fifth place, a 15-5 major. Colton Ishans, fifth place for the Pioneers.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
15-5 decision for Colton Eschens, Piers.
Final score in the fifth place match. Colton Eschens wins 15-5 over Leo Bisey of Minnesota.
Jordan Engler.
So Colton Eschens ends up in fifth place. Brandon Ortman gets a sixth place finish. And Colton mm-hmm. 46-2 this year for Colton Eschens is his final record. 46-2, and included in that is win number 150, which came yesterday in the quarterfinals against United South Central's Derek Herman. So the Pioneer wrestling season has come to an end. It started up in Mora this winter, made its way to Foley. We went to Brainerd for the Paul Bunyan. We went to South St. Paul for the Veldman invite. We didn't make it to Frazee. Skin issues prevented that over the Christmas break. A Central Minnesota Conference Championship. Seven state entrants. A fifth straight Section 7 team championship. Cole Browsen injured his senior year, not able to wrestle as much as he would have liked. Austin Gall, senior. Bo Wincher started the year senior, but he got hurt early. Never did return. So, just like that, not only does the wrestling season end, the boys' basketball season ended today as well. Kind of a Black Saturday here in Pioneerland. So they move on now to 160, third and fifth place matches. Coming up, we've got two left. We've got Brad Kroll, 160 pounds, state championship against Peyton Moore of Jackson County Central. Garrett Pemberton of Dilworth Glendon Felton will take on Nathan Brinker of Holdingford for the 195-pound championship. That's what is coming up. That's all coming up here later on tonight on You Are There Sports. So come back with us. We'll be back. That is scheduled to start at 7 o'clock this evening. The individual championships in all three classes. We'll see you then, everybody.